ka buba wo sla du ba du ba du ba be ba ga di ga du wa bu ba gung 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 da de ye sla du Babylon you wrong. You better know, you better understand. So right, you know, you better hear me say, Babylon, this is the final day. Babylon, this is the final call. We read the writing that's on the wall. Say, divided we stand, and together we fall. You never know that. You're not gonna catch me in a rat trap. We're not gonna fall in a dead trap. No way. Never know that. You're not gonna catch me in a rat trap. We're not gonna fall in a dead trap. No way. No way.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah!
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Thank you.
You are listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here at the helm after a two-week hiatus. Yes, the last three shows you heard were pre-recorded because I was visiting the metropoli, if you will, of Berlin and Prague. And that's what you just heard there, Berlin, Lou Reed, off of his classic title of the same name. And that's what the show is going to be for the next hour and a half. I'm going to be regaling you with music and tales from my recent journeys to both those cities. So in starting with Berlin, well, what can you say about Berlin that hasn't already been said? It's an absolute incredible city. If anyone that lives in Vancouver is absolutely tired of the militaristic restrictions that happen in terms of the world of drinking and smoking, I suggest you get your butt over there ASAP. It is definitely one of the most permissive cities on this planet. I think that takes 100 years of a complete oppression to be as permissive as Berlin is, but it is an absolute gorgeous city. It is a flat city, and it is a very musical city. The first band we're going to focus on that basically gave Berlin the identity that it has, of course, is Kraftwerk. But we're going to play something very, very, very rare. Before Kraftwerk or Kraftwerk, they were a band by the title The Organization, and they put out only one LP entitled Tone Float on RCA Records, the great Red Label series of RCA. And it only sold a few copies, and it was a UK release only, released in August 1970. And the only reel of interest about this album is because Ralph Hutter and Florian Schneider, Ezelbin, went on to form Kraftwerk, of course, produced by Conrad Planck, a member of the group Cluster, just for interest's sake. And sales were so poor that RCA dropped the band, and then the band never, they dissolved quickly afterwards. And Ralph Hutter goes on to say, the studio was in the middle of an oil refinery. When we came out of the door, we could hear the sound of those big flames burning off the fumes, all kinds of industrial noises. This is Organization, better known that would band that became Kraftwerk, with the track Tone Float. That was Organization with Tone Float off of their only release, 1970. Organization went on to become Kraftwerk, and that is what we're focusing on today on A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Meets' recent trip to Berlin and Prague, and kind of an audio slideshow, if you will. Hope it's not that boring. Berlin is very cool because there is no closing time for any clubs whatsoever. Usually most bars open at about 8 p.m. and they stay open till, well, question mark. And usually they wrap up at about 5 or whenever the bartender feels like just calling it. But yes, you can get liquor 24 hours a day, and that's what makes it perfect for a drinker like me, if you will. Anyways, Mo and I went out one night. Well, we went out every night, but this one in particular, went out and checked out a pretty cool complex that takes up about half a city block, and it's a random labyrinth of different rooms, different floors that used to be a giant squat for all of the people in East Berlin after the wall came down. It got renovated to a degree. It's still pretty run down, graffiti covered and everything, but it's gotten renovated into art studios, pubs, and movie theaters, and the complex is called Tekelis, and we went and checked it out at night. Very relaxed vibe, really cool. We found this one kind of quiet little lounge just to hang out and have a few, and the DJ started up, if Mo doesn't mind me saying so, fairly attractive younger female DJ, started off her set with Whammy by the B-52s, which is quite an unusual, lesser-known track, which I found fairly impressive. She played something by the Go-Go's, which wasn't We Got the Beat or Our Lips Are Sealed, but something off of Beauty and the Beat, so that's kind of cool. Played Dirty Boots by Sonic Youth. I was pretty much digging her. And she pulled out another B-52's album, Wild Planet, my favorite one. And I yelled out, "Give me back my man!" And she kind of nodded and smiled and played it. And then right after, she played this very, very upbeat new wave song with female German vocals. Now, it sounded very retro. It definitely wasn't dated, but it definitely sounded like a product of its time. And so I got up the guts to walk up to her, and I said, "Oh, what's this?" And she took up the album. It's a band called Ideal. And sure enough, the next day, wrote the name down on my hand, went into a record store the next day, found the record, and bought it. That rarely happens these days. You know, go to a club, hear a record you like, ask the DJ what it is. They show you the next day, go out and buy it. Very rarely happens. I'm really happy it did. So we're going to hear Ideal off of their self-titled debut. And this track is simply called Berlin.
Graue Häuser, ein Junkie im Tran, es riecht nach Oliven und Majoran. Zum Kanal an Ruinen vorbei, da hinten das Büro der Partei. Auf dem Gehweg runde Kot, ich trinke Kaffee im Morgenrot. Später dann in die alte Fabrik, die mit dem Ost-West-Überblick. Zweiter Stock, vierter Hinterhof, neben mir wohnt ein Philosoph. Fenster auf, ich hör Türkenmelodie, ich fühl mich gut, ich steh auf Berlin. Ich fühl mich gut,
wir stehen auf Berlin.
Ich fühl mich gut.
Berlin. Wir fühlen uns gut.
Ich stehe auf Berlin. Ich zum 11 auf dem Kurfürstendamm. Läuft ein Touristenkulturprogramm. Teurer Ramsch am Straßenstand. Ich esse die Pizza aus der Hand. Ein Taxi fährt zu Romy Hart. irgendjemand hat mein Gin mit sein. Tanzfläche kocht, wir trifft sich zu. Ich fühl mich gut, ich steh auf Berlin. Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Yeah.
And so there you go. Something that you might hear at a random room at Tekelis, which is a giant, huge cave of rooms and bars and movie theaters and art studios located in Berlin. And that, of course, with the B-52s with Gimme Back My Man, which coincidentally, we heard this exact track 3 days later at a club in Prague. So the B-52s are still alive and kicking in the Eastern Bloc, which is pretty cool. Before that, David Bowie off of album 2 of the Berlin Trilogy, Lodger. Of course, him and Brian Eno hung out for a few years trying to kick his heroin habit and released 3 great albums. Synchronously, you know, that kind of thing. And Look Back in Anger was the name of that track. And then we started off there with Berlin's own Ideal off of their self-titled debut all the way back to 1980. And the track was called Berlin. And that's what we're talking about here on A Noise. Is I've just recently returned from Berlin and got lots of stuff to tell you. Like I said, you do go out a lot, and there's no reason not to. There's always stuff going on. And it was coincidental that there happened to be a pretty good noise show happening while I was in Berlin. To Live and Shave in L.A. were playing at this tiny, tiny little room. It was basically a basement of this kind of old, like, kind of community hall. And a few weird things happen there. For one thing, you show up and you see this old Black Mountain poster where they played a few months, I think it was like last November or something like that. It's still up. And then there was the upcoming events kind of thing that happened, and Black Mountain were coming again. So I was like, oh, cool, Vancouver proud. That's awesome. But also bumped into Keith from Pub 340. Just walked up to me. I was wearing my evaporator's jacket. He just said, love your jacket. And it turns out that we had never really met before in person, but we knew who each other were. So that's kind of a small world thing for you. And we went downstairs to this basement, which held maybe 40 people at best. And I was thinking to myself, does Black Mountain play here? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all, you know? And sure enough, when I went to the washroom, I knew that something was askew when I saw that Sebado were playing the week after. And I was like, something's wrong here. And sure enough, there is a giant cathedral kind of on top of where we were. And so that's basically the main venue. But To Live and Shave in L.A. played in this basement to all 25 of us. And personally, I kind of thought they stunk. But their album that I've got here does not stink. And so we'll remember their better stuff rather than their worst stuff. This is To Live and Shave in L.A. off of their most recent album, Noon and Eternity. This track is called Percent Obstruct Street.
We'll be right back. kept quiet. Another life. I'm not in that goddamn run. But sent abstract straight. But sent abstract straight. But sent abstract straight. Napping in the underground.
Berlin's Sudden Infant with, I believe, their rendition of Cabaret Voltaire's Nag, Nag, Nag. That's off of their MySpace page. And yeah, you can check it out. Sudden Infant Noise is the after the MySpace.com/. But check it out. They opened for To Live and Shave in L.A. And if you ask me, they pretty much stole the show. And that's a year before Sudden Infant was To Live and Shave in L.A. of their most recent one, featuring quite a list of all-stars on their on guests here. Thurston Moore, Andrew Wilkes Career. Try and figure out who that is. Don Fleming, and of course, Rat Bastard. To Live and Shave in L.A., Noon and Eternity, out on Menlo Park Recordings. We'll have more noise after this.
Exquisite Chorus with DJ Lee.
Oh.
Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9. Radio, way outside the margins.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possession. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Exquisite Corpse, radio with bite. I mean that doesn't bite. On CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, indeed. Your friend of mine, Bleak, every Thursday, 7:30 to 9, Exquisite Corpse. If you like what you're hearing here, definitely tune into his various, his brand of noise and experimental stuff. You're listening to a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're focusing on my recent trip to Berlin and lots to tell you about, particularly if you're in Berlin and if you're into experimental or avant-garde music. Make sure you visit Gelbe Music, a record store that prides itself not only being Germany's, but one of the world's leading avant-garde record stores. And that's at least what the manual told me, and the guidebook was absolutely correct. It's one of the most phenomenal record stores I have ever been to. It's one of those experiences that you go through where you realize you know absolutely nothing about music at all. It's very small. It's about the size of this recording studio. I know you can't see it, but that means not very big at all. And he has just an insane range of composers, artists, noisicians that you have never heard of. Unfortunately, he's a little bit pricey because a lot of it's imported. It's always difficult to remember that when you shop for like a John Cage record here in North America, it was made here and it was put out here. When you get it over in Germany, they have to pay all the importing costs and stuff like that. But the record store is very, very, very esoteric, underground, avant-garde to a T. For example, he doesn't even stock the magazine The Wire. That's like too mainstream for him. So there you go. He does, however, and I was proud to see, he stocks Canada's own Music Works magazine. And I pointed out to him that Music Works was celebrating its 100th issue this quarter, and he was anxiously looking forward to getting it. We're going to hear something off of the Music Works 100 CD, Diane LaBrosse with Unison Duet. But first, we're going to play something that I picked up at Gelbe Music. The League of Automatic Music Composers, 1978 to 1983. The League of Automatic Music Composers was a band of electronic music experimentalists active in the San Francisco Bay Area between 1978 and 83. Widely regarded as the first musicians to incorporate the newly available microcomputers of the day into live musical performance, the League created networks of interacting computers and other electronic circuits with an eye to electing new, surprising and new musical artificial intelligences. We approach the computer work as one large interactive musical instrument made up of independently programmed automatic music machines, providing a music that was noisy, difficult, often unpredictable, and occasionally beautiful. This is the League of Automatic Music Composers with the very, very aptly titled Martian Folk Music on a Noise. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. 50 minutes left in the program, and we've been covering my recent trip to Berlin. We're going to talk about the 4 days I spent in Prague. The Czech Republic, of course, very beautiful city. However, fairly limited musical scene. I was naive enough to believe that one of Prague's most famous underground bands in the 60s, Plastic People of the Universe, I thought I would find their albums out the yin-yang, and no, they are sadly kind of forgotten and kind of condemned to the underground. We will hear some Plastic People coming up in this next set. Off of their most recognized album, Egon Bondi's Happy Hearts Club. We'll hear something off of that. But probably one of Prague's most well-known bands, Ujme Doma. Lots of people know who they are. Lots of people know who they are in Vancouver, too. In fact, they recorded a live album about 8 years ago, live at Vancouver's very own defunct Starfish Room. And I was kind of looking for some of their stuff as well. And Mo and I stumbled across this pub, very, very old. It had to be at least, 19th century. Still had a fire-burning furnace and all that kind of stuff. And it was just smoky as hell. And went in, got our two beers. And by the way, the beer is absolutely wonderful. They invented it. And we get these menus, and I open it up. And I see that the artwork is done by the same artist who does all of Ujme Doma's album covers. And I'm like, Mo, look at this. And Mo is like, hey, look at this. And we look around the bar, and there's posters everywhere featuring Ujme Doma's artwork and their music and stuff. And so we're like, oh, okay, cool. This is their bar. And we wound up chatting with a local whose English was about as good as my Czech, basically. But we wound up having a wonderful time either way. And it was kind of nice getting away from the kind of tourist traps that Prague is so plentiful of. So we're going to start off this set then with some Ujme Doma off of A Prostered Slav. This is Omen Yo Nebo Nebo on a noise.
Duchem, nejenom duchem, ale i duchem, nejenom osudem, ale i nadějí, nejenom duchem, ale i duchem, nejenom osudem, ale i nadějí, nejenom duchem, ale i duchem, nejenom
Very own Plastic People of the Universe, all the way back to 1966 there. Song is called Toxica. Very, very good stuff. And this just about wraps up another edition of A Noise here. Special focus on my last trip, just my recent trip to Berlin and Prague. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it didn't bore you too much, but I got one more story for you. And this one I'm keeping for my memoirs here, and I'd like to share it with you. While we were in Berlin, it was during the Pokal Cup, which is basically the Stanley Cup for German soccer, or football, as I like to call it, because you play it with your feet. And, of course, it happens in Berlin. And it was two teams, Bayern Munich and Dortmund. It was Dortmund's first time in the final in 19 years. So needless to say, the entire population of Dortmund came over to Berlin for the weekend. Now, the Olympic Stadium holds, I think, something like 75,000 to 80,000 people, but they still had thousands and thousands of people around hanging out wanting to see the game. So what they do is they section off a big 5-mile radius behind Brandenburg Gate, and there was a giant screen, and there had to be at least 20,000 people there in this giant beer garden watching the football match. And, of course, Mo and I rolled in, and I wanted to see it. I'm a huge European football fan, and never really been to a proper game before. And the match started. Of course, Dortmund, heavily unfavored. They were the underdogs, and we wound up, and I decided to root for them just because I'm a sucker for an underdog, and I don't like the way Bayern Munich plays football to begin with. And we wound up hanging out with these two locals, and big Dortmund fans. They drove all the way, 6-hour drive into Berlin, and we become quick friends, and 4 minutes into the game, Bayern Munich score, and it's 1-0. And the two Dortmund fans just freak out, and they're like, they're about to leave. Like, I couldn't believe it. They were just so angry. And I'm like, guys, come on. You gotta support your team here. And I'm pep-talking them through the whole first half. And I'm like, you know, if they hold them to 1-0, they might come back a different team, you know. And they're like, oh, I don't know. You don't understand. Dortmund always does this to us, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, in the 87th minute, Dortmund got the tying goal in, and holy cow, it was the most chaotic noise I've ever heard in my life. People were just absolutely screaming. It sounded like we put a nuclear bomb on the moon. And the guys we were with, they were crying and they were hugging us and they were like, you were right, you've got to believe in your team, blah, 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 blah. And they gave me a big hug and they bought us beers and stuff. And anyways, they went into overtime and unfortunately, Bayern Munich got a very limp goal in the first 15 minutes of overtime and Dortmund wound up losing. But still, the fans were very, very happy that at least they managed to get on the board. And at the very end of the game, one of the kids that we were with, one of the Dortmund fans, walks up to me. And he's holding his scarf, and it's, the scarf is a very important symbol in European football. It's got your team's colors on it. And he goes to me, he's like, you know, my father gave this to me when I was six, and that's when I became a Dortmund fan. But you, man, tonight taught me how to be a Dortmund fan. And he puts a scarf around my neck and gives me a hug, and he's like, see you later. And I just stood there almost crying. And yeah, it was a pretty amazing experience. And so this song is actually Dortmund's song. This is the song they sing, and I wish I had a version in German, but I'm afraid I don't. Dortmund's colors are yellow and black, so it seems very appropriate. And this song goes out to all of the Dortmund soccer fans, and hopefully we will make it next year. And this is Luke Meets signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
In the town where I was born lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed.